Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. I thought you said,
here you go.
Like I said, there you go.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
What's their big song with the, you
Inside
know,
Out. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Heart in a blender. There you go. You know,
I do know that song. I just thought it was going to be better than that.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Tonight, presidential debate, earliest one we've had before even the conventions. First time President Biden and former President Trump will be going head-to-head since the 2020 election.
President Biden will enter from the right side of your screen. President Trump will enter from the left side of your screen. The podiums are 8 feet apart. Directly across from them, the moderators.
Which is pretty standard debate setup. About the 8 feet.
Ooh.
Could have told me it was 10 or 12. I don't know.
Thought of it again.
That and all the parameters for the debate tonight inside CNN's Atlanta studios agreed upon by both campaigns. That was CNN's Phil Mattingly explaining kind of how things go.
This is a television studio. There's no audience. Candidates will have 2 minutes to answer questions and 1 minute for responses and rebuttals. At the moderator's discretion, there may be an additional minute for follow-ups, clarifications, or responses.
And one big rule or procedure, if you will, to note, the microphones will be muted but for the candidate to whom the question was asked. They're hoping to avoid this.
Now, sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that question?
Because the
you
question
put a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court Justice,
the
radical
question,
left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
your,
man?
Listen, who is
okay,
your
that
list,
was from
Joe?
One of the two debates between the pair in fall of 2020.
That was the first one, because I remember the second one was much more calm and normal. I think both sides realized how silly they looked in that first one.
Yeah, first one was moderated, but was it Chris Wallace at Fox for that first one?
Yeah.
And then Kristen Welker for NBC. There was supposed to be a middle debate, a second one, and they couldn't agree to terms on how that would play out for one reason or another. I can't remember specifically what the hangups were, but they didn't have that second debate.
Right.
Other parameters for tonight. It will be a 90-minute debate with the president and former president standing at podiums. No pre-written notes allowed. Each will be given a pad of paper, a pen, and a bottle of water. I think probably if they drink that bottle of water, there will be a second bottle of water.
Now, is it a glass or an actual bottle? Do they have to, like,
it says
unscrew
bottle.
It?
It will probably be unscrewed for them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like when you
that.
Get one at the ballpark. I'm sorry, we can't leave you the cap, right? Two commercial breaks in the 90 minutes. Your moderators, CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Conservatives not real happy about CNN playing host, nor either of the moderators. Bash, after the first debate, which we just referenced there, between Trump and Biden in 2020.
I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
Okay, and Tapper?
That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump.
Okay, so fair enough. I suppose if you're a big supporter of President Trump, say, look, these two people have publicly stated during election season that they don't like the guy and they don't like how he behaves.
She didn't say it. Well, he did kind of.
She had more.
Okay.
I just played the S show.
The best
comic.
Part.
Okay. President Biden has been at Camp David for a week, said to be studying, doing mock debates in preparation.
Biden has been out of the public eye in recent days holding mock debates. He's expected to focus on abortion rights, along with Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
ABC's Perry Russum there for his part, former President Trump back onto the campaign trail and mocking the Biden mock debates approach to the contest.
As you know, it's been reported that right now Crooked Joe's gone to a log cabin to study. Prepare. No, he didn't. He's sleeping now because they want to get him good and strong. So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass, and that's they want to strengthen him up.
You say log cabin.
Yeah.
Camp David, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Did former President Trump go to Camp David?
Does he think Camp David is just a bunch of log cabins?
Right? It's like a camp. I mean, because he always went to Mar-a-Lago. Right? He's like, why would I go up there? I got Mar-a-Lago. I seriously wonder, like, did he have any summits or big meetings there?
sit around a campfire there maybe once.
He wasn't at Camp Minicani. He was at, you know, Camp David where the president goes. 8 p.m. our time is the debate. Our coverage here on WTMJ begins at 7 o'clock with ABC News.
If my intelligence is artificial, then why am I smarter than you?
Okay, so we wanted to find out if we could discover what they're going to say before they say it. Meaning, what does ChatGPT think these two candidates will speak on, and what will they address? So Pancake snuck this in through the old AI machine there.
Producer of the program, Greg Pancake Hill, was given this assignment.
So I'm going to play this. Let me know, who do you think this is talking? This is after giving a prompt and a question regarding the topic they're on. See if you can figure out who the candidate is.
Thank you, Jake. You know, it's really sad to see what's happening in our country. These indictments are nothing but a politically motivated witch hunt by the radical left. They can't stand the fact we accomplished so much for this country in my first term. They'll do anything to stop me from winning again.
All right, so that's the former president. And that's what ChatGPT says he's going to say at some point tonight. That's according to AI. Here's another one.
Let me be clear. My son, like many others, has faced challenges. He has made mistakes and he's worked to address them. But these attacks are nothing more than a distraction from real issues facing our country. They are meant to divert attention away from President Trump's failure to address the needs of the American people.
All right.
Okay, pretty solid,
right?
Mark it down. Pretty much what you're going to hear tonight.
Right.
All right. ChatGPT is 2 for 2.
Yeah, and we might even be able to compare them with an actual quote tomorrow.
You think it's word for word? Some of that's word for word. And some of how it was generated is because those are the things that have been said.
Let's talk about the facts. Can we talk about the facts? We brought jobs back to America.
Here's another one.
Thank you, Jake. You know.
I got that one already. So, yes, there's more and more of these. Here's one. This one actually sounds like Biden.
Look, I understand being in public life means facing personal attack. But the American people are tired of these distractions. They want to hear about issues that affect their daily lives, not personal smears.
Probably going to hear that word for word.
Yes. So if you'd like to skip the debate, the 90 minutes tonight, which you can hear right here on WTMJ Radio, just ChatGPT it and you'll get all the zingers.
Put your own questions in. 8:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Summerfest 2024, weekend 2, day 1. Who's playing? What's happening? How do I get in for free? Your American Family Insurance Amphitheater headliner, Elenium. That's what we're playing for you here.
Coming to terms with a broken heart. I guess that sometimes good things fall apart.
What's this dude's story? He's like kind of part DJ, part sing, like...
I think he's from like Downers Grove. Oh no, that might be a different guy. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, it's like EDM stuff. So like they do a lot of mixing and whatnot. Oftentimes they'll work with other
artists.
It's a
artists. Cool sound.
Yeah.
Eve 6 show. Is your 4:15 show on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. You got some of that?
I do have some on my...
I thought you said, here you go.
I like said, there you go.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
What's their big song with the...
Inside Out. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Heart in a blender. There you go. You know
I do know that song. I just thought it was going to be better than that. Why don't you just play something for us? That's the 4:15 show on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. That same stage has Anne Boleyn at 6:30 after Alice in Wonderland. Not Alice in Wonderland. It's Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. 10:45 Miller Lite Oasis stage. Wisconsin's Midday News, spanning the state, and what's on tap,
nice. All
live from Meyer Festival Park today at our Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin mobile studio. What else?
Hey, excuse me, do you know where the pickleball tournament is?
You're in the right place. You want beer or no?
Yeah, pickleball back at Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. Greg Matzik and I teaming up today.
So you're going back?
Yes.
After last week's fiasco.
Why are you calling it a fiasco? We didn't win the whole thing.
We made it
to the championship and lost.
And you lost Alex Lazary.
Accurate. And John Horst, Bucks GM, who apparently had time for pickleball.
You didn't lose to Horst. He wasn't in the championship.
Well, he was not in the championship. No, Lazary
fiasco.
Then Well, again, I'd like to file an official complaint because he was swapping out partners all over. Right? Hey, this is crap. What's happening here?
I'm sorry, I can't play.
Lazary was swapping out partners, so he eventually ended up playing with Alec Knutson in the final from the county exec's office. Okay. Alec's a good player. I play with him on Sundays sometimes. So, yes, Brian Desnansky and I teamed up for that first celebrity pickleball tournament, and we lost in the championship. Money for charity is on the line, so I'm teaming up with Matzik today. And Greg is playing for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. He's real involved with that. I believe he's the golf committee chair for the big classic event.
There's a lot of work with them.
And he's well-respected there. And actually, Anne-Marie, who's the president and CEO of the organization, was out taking pictures last week, scouting it out. She's really excited. She's counting on that money from Greg.
All right, pressure is on.
I'm playing for Special Olympics Wisconsin, so Greg and I split the championship purse, if you will. If we end up winning, we'll be there from noon until 2 o'clock today. So you can come out and watch. You can say hello. You can heckle if you like. That's fine.
You say the word free and people go crazy.
If you paid full price to get into Summerfest, you just didn't try very hard.
You know what people love? People love free stuff.
What do we got for you today, E? Some pick and save customers do get in free. A bunch of hoops you had to jump through. You got to have a receipt and it has to be for a certain amount of money and it has to be between these dates and those dates and whatever. And so you probably know who you are if you qualify for this free ticket.
Dig through some of your old bags. Maybe you'll find the right receipt.
Yeah, look for it written on the bottom. Hey, this ticket good for whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody gets $5 admission and that runs until 6 o'clock. So the gates open at noon and the $5 gate admission goes until 6 o'clock. It's also Throwback Thursday, which means half off select beverages. It includes all beer, seltzers, cherry vodka lemonades, Aquafina water, and soda. Everything 50% off for a time. I think that goes until 6 o'clock as well.
And he is from Downers Grove, Illinois, which is just below the border.
That you looked up, but we couldn't get the Eve 6 song? It's just left to you and me. There it is.
There you go.
Gotten stale. Okay. Summerfest 2024, weekend two, day one. Gates open at noon at Meyer Festival Park. We couldn't leave the windows down in December.
Hey, restaurant prices are soaring, but not at the Mineshaft restaurant in Hartford. WTMJ's John Mercure here. Every Thursday, when you buy one pizza, you get a second pizza for free. So don't even think about turning that oven on today. Enjoy a free pizza at the Mineshaft. Buy one pizza, get one free. Buy five, get five free pizzas. Any size, any quantity. Hey, coaches, bring in your soccer and baseball team today for free pizza. Your players will love that huge game room. It's super affordable. Team bonding, it's great stuff. Bring in pizza today for your hardworking employees. Order now. Pick up your free pizza shortly. They're going to appreciate you. Don't cook. Take your family to the cool and comfortable Mineshaft for free pizza. The Mineshaft, it's right there in beautiful downtown Hartford and in Oshkosh. Buy one pizza today. Get one free. Just walk on in. It's big food. It's big fun. It's big value. And the Friday fish fry is all you can eat. Just $6.99. Wow. MineshaftRestaurant.com.
Did somebody say free diamond bracelet? That's right. Diamonds Direct is expanding.
Bucks first round draft pick, teenager. Playing his basketball in Australia.
I'm sure he'll be great.
AJ Johnson?
Well, now you're through.
Okay, I just got to answer. That's, again, tells you like.
AJ Johnson is correct.
Yeah. Well, the Bucks have reached before for a teenager that a lot of people didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That kind of worked out.
You're right.
His name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I bring it up again because there's video from John Horst, who is the Bucks general manager, and his post-draft news conference there. It looked like he was in a closet. Bucks, put a light on the man.
Turn on his
call, Fagan. Peter, what is the lighting budget? Throw some light on the man.
Do they do some savings, power savings in the summertime? Make it through the
day without you. Give it up for John Sakata.
It's kind of almost deafening.
With billions of cicadas emerging at the same time.
That's gotten funnier, hasn't it? Like, it was
like
funny
you,
the
you,
first
you
time.
You ask me that every time. Like, you need affirmation.
I do. Well, because we played it a lot. But this is probably the last time I'm going to play the Cicada Cicada open.
Now, why is that?
Because they're disappearing. The cicadas are, like, done.
Yeah. The cicadas.
Rapidly coming to a close of cicada season in the state within areas like Lake Geneva. I know it's definitely gotten quieter. There's still some out there, but those will be disappearing here within the next week or so.
That's PJ Lee. She's an entomologist with the University of Wisconsin. Said, yeah, cicada apocalypse is pretty much done, at least for southern Wisconsin, where we typically get them. You can confirm.
Mm-hmm. I noticed dramatic difference a week apart at Lake Geneva, that there were significantly less cicadas singing and significant less carcasses and ones flying around.
We didn't get any by our house.
Not us either.
And in some summers we do, but never came this far west, I guess. At least not, I guess I'm reporting from my backyard only. Right. But not nearly as celebrated is our mosquito situation. No song for that. I suppose I could come up with one.
There's got to be a singer who sounds like a mosquito. Or what's a super annoying song? Right. I mean, that.
Okay, we could have done that. Maybe, all right, I'll think on that. I have to have something to replace the cicadas. Cicada cicadas.
Or just keep playing that song.
And have it be irrelevant. Reports from around southeast Wisconsin, though, the people are not getting good. Dragged off by mosquitoes.
It is not good.
We've had a lot of rain. It's been hot. A couple of ingredients that can produce a bumper crop. That has not been the case for everyone, however. It's why Eric and I first started asking the question, because we kind of looked at each other and like, you getting mosquitoes?
Not really.
So much. I'm on the southern side of Milwaukee County. You're in the western suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Anecdotally, just not many in that area. Here's our UW entomologist on that.
A couple of things could be going on, and it really depends on where you're located in the state. Now, first of all, as you mentioned, we've had a lot of rain, and we know mosquitoes need rain for their juvenile stages to develop. So from a certain point of view, that clock is ticking. We have set the stage. They have what they need. In some areas, the mosquitoes are already out in force. In other areas, it's still a little quiet, but they could be coming.
All right. So in other words, if you ain't got them, you're going to get them.
Okay,
you're going
great.
Up north, right?
Yeah, going up to Minocqua.
They're
going to
kill you.
I'll report back.
You'll be able to confirm immediately.
Right.
I'm going to be getting pictures and texts from you, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's everywhere.
They'll sing at the top of their voices and they pee in the wind.
Yeah, back to the cicadas now. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum right here in Milwaukee this month unveiled a limited edition cicada bobblehead, celebrating the overlap of the life cycles of this historic double brood that is emerging. Positioned on a base bearing its name across the front with a grass-like texture on top, the cicada bobblehead features its prominent red eyes set wide apart, short antenna, membranous wings. Did I say that right?
Sure.
They're like membrane. Right, yeah. Bobbleheads will be individually numbered, only available through the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum's online
in
store.
In case you need to remember them.
Been a great cicada season. Okay, probably last time with this song. Hang on it.
You say Kikuchi. I say Kikachi.
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. We asked for a player, and we have Chris on the line from Johnson Creek. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Benny.
Strong storms out your way. Everything go okay for you over the weekend?
Yeah, it kind of split us. It kind of went south to Janesville, and then it hit Watertown. It looked like everything was fine. So
pine cone travel.
I'm actually driving
okay?
from Waterloo right now.
Is
what's that? I'm sorry.
Is the pine cone okay?
The pine cone is still standing.
Yep. Okay, good. All right, good to know. Let's get to it.
All right, Chris, here's the game. There are 20 Brewers highlights. They're labeled 1 through 20. You and Vince will play each other. You each select three highlights from this same list. Your score is determined by the number of runs in the highlights. So if you get just a single and no run score, that means that gets wiped out, and then it's the next highlight. So you want to score as many runs as you can. If there's a tie, you'll get a chance to walk it off. And I can tell you right now, in this queue of highlights that we currently have stacked, it includes a walk-off, two inside the parkers, three grand slams. See, the Brewers have been scoring, so there's a lot there.
Come back, come back!
Yes. So would you like to be the home team or the visiting team?
I'm going to be the home team.
All right, that means Vince
Vinny's up first,
and a pair of Brewers tickets are on the line.
Highlight number six, E.
All right, number six is Jake Bowers.
1-2, ground ball left side. DeJong with a slide. He picks a clean throw to first, not in time. The ball gets by Sheets. It'll be a base hit, and Bowers says, I want that baseball.
Yeah, it's an infield single.
Wait, do we score a run on that?
There was an RBI in there. So, yes, you got one in.
All right. Yep. We highlight number 10.
Number 10 is Jackson Chirio.
The runners are on the corners. Scooble another 3-2. Swing and a drive in the left field. Over goes Riley Green. A full-out extended dive. He made the catch. Riley Green.
Nothing, huh?
Likely two runs and
two runs. All right.
That's right. I want you to win, Chris. So that's good for you. All right. Give me cut number 17 to finish you.
All right. Number 17 today is Andrew Monasterio. All right, Andrew. Let's see. Is this the big one?
Monasterio is ahead 2-0. And he hits it deep into left field. Green is going back onto the warning track. Green is feeling for the wall. He reaches up and he took it back in. I think that might have been getting out for Monasterio, and Riley Green just did it again.
This might be my worst inning since playing virtual baseball. You're in good shape here, Chris. 1-0, Vinny.
All right, buddy. You go up next. All right. What number would you like?
Let's do number three, please.
All right. Number three today is Jake Bowers.
And the pitch. High fly ball. Left center field. Wynn pushing it back there. Vierling back at the track at the wall. He leaps up and he brought it back.
This is almost impossible. There must be nothing but. Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Reminder, there are two inside the parkers, three grand slammers, and a walk-off all in this highlight reel. Okay. What do you want next?
Go all the way to the end of 20.
All right, let's see. Number 20 is Blake Perkins.
Imanaga at the belt. Pitch to Perkins. Fly ball left center. It is way back, and it is gone! Blake Perkins robbed one in the top half, and now he sends one out.
Come on, come on.
How many?
7-1 Brewers on a 5-run third against Imanaga.
That's a two-runer.
Yeah!
All right.
You walked it off. Well done. 2-1.
Walked it off.
And you get yourself a pair of Brewers tickets. Congratulations.
Who are you taking to the game, Chris?
Great. Probably my lovely bride.
Good choice. It's never a bad choice.
Hey, don't forget.
At least publicly.
Today is the final day of voting for first phase. So you got to do that by 11A, Chris. So since we're giving you Brewers tickets, make sure you go on MLB.com and vote for the Brewers.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything.
Glad to have you. Hang on the line. Pancake will take your information. Virtual baseball. Another one in the books, E.
Another winner. Two or three snakes to have at you.
For those of you who are voters and those of us who aren't, whatever it may be, get out and vote. That's what I'm telling you. Joey Ortiz is right in there. We need Joey Ortiz as an all-star. He's earned it, I'll tell you that.
I can set you up so you could vote. Just one click on your phone and we could get you registered as a voter.
That would really be... First of all, to learn how to turn this on. Go ahead, Lane. Continue. Yeah, this is getting interesting.
I could set you up so you could vote. I have a feeling you would be a one-party voter. You would vote straight ticket for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would be right there with you.
Let's see. Let me see what my phone says. Not your phone. Okay.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. I have 75 degrees today. Bit cooler near the lake. Keep that in mind if you're heading to Summerfest. Tonight's low temperature down to 60, so that's sweatshirt weather right there on the lakefront. Gates to Summerfest. Weekend 2, day 1, open at noon today. WTMJ's Political Power Hour up next.